Hello?
Hello, my name is Liz, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities.
Sure.
Are you okay? Is this Patrick Sprinkle?
Yes.
Are you registered as a Democrat in New Jersey?
I am.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June 2024?
I've never missed an election. I absolutely will.
Thank you. And what is your race?
White.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. And in what year were you born?
1986.
Thank you. I'd like you to rate your feelings. So where some people using a scale from 0 to 100, 0 means it's very cold and unfavorable feeling. 100 means very warm and favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. You can use any number from 0 to 100. The higher number, the warmer you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. The first one is Bill Murphy.
80.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
85.
Andy Kim.
75.
Rob Menendez.
Which one, junior or senior?
It doesn't say, it's Rob.
Rob. Not Bob. 25.
Stephen Fallop.
80.
Rabbi Bala.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Okay. And Bob Menendez.
0.
And Tommy Murphy.
70.
Okay. Thank you. Now, when you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
Nepotism.
Okay. Thank you. Would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress?
I approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And if the Democratic primary elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Patricia Campos Medina and Tommy Murphy, Andy Kim, and Bob Menendez, for whom would you vote?
Andy Kim.
Thank you. And if the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Rabbi Bala, Kylie, Jay-Z, and Rob Menendez, for whom would you vote?
Who are the options again?
Rabbi Bala, Kylie Jay-Z, and Rob Menendez.
Bala.
Thank you. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
Unfortunately, too much.
Okay. How closely would you say that you are following the recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely.
Very closely. Very.
Okay. Please tell me whether you disagree or agree with the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of anything wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He's not involved in his father's issue in any way. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. In this country, you're innocent until proven guilty. Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted of anything, and Congressman Rob Menendez hasn't been accused of any crime.
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he's Senator Bob Menendez's son.
Strongly agree.
Okay. there is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez was not involved in his father, Senator Bob Menendez's shady and corrupt dealings.
Strongly agree.
The son should not have to pay for the sins of the father, and people should judge Congressman Rob Menendez based on his record, not on the actions of Senator Bob Menendez.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corrupt scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the governments of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash. I'm just going to finish them. Luxury cars and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they're only in public office to enrich themselves. Now, supporters of Congressman Robert Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he has done nothing wrong. They also say Congressman Menendez has been an incredible, effective, and progressive representative of our district. Congressman Menendez is fighting to make New Jersey more affordable for working families, deliver billions in federal funding for local transit projects, helped over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of office, and has been a leader in standing up the right-wing extremists in Congress who are pushing for mass deportations, to ban books, to ban abortion, and to bring back Donald Trump. Which one comes closer to your opinion, critics or supporters?
I would say I'm
the first
critics.
One or the second?
The second critics? One.
The first one, critics or supporters?
Yes. Critics.
Much closer or somewhat closer?
Somewhat close.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some more statements about critics, supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say
you don't even need to finish.
And nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in the office because his corrupt father and political machine put him there. Or supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Mayor Ross Barra, Brian Stock, and Chris Bowlich, along with our labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families. Because of his family of accomplishment in Congress, in his commitment to make our right-wing extremists, critics or supporters?
Critics.
Much closer or somewhat closer?
Much closer.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all likely to support that candidate in Congress. The only Hispanic in New Jersey congressional delegation, Ralph Menendez, is a leader in Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant communities across the country. Does that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all likely to vote for him?
Not at all likely.
Thank you. Rob Menendez knows how important our health care is. He fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billings more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare and certain women's health care. How likely?
Not at all likely.
Okay. A member of the Pro-Choice Caucus in Congress, Ralph Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he's fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States.
Not at all likely.
Okay. Ralph Menendez's top priority is delivering for his continuance no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 continuants and their families in his first year of service. From complicated immigration requests to cutting red tapes to put money in working people's pockets, he's fought to make our neighborhoods safer and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here, and that's why Rob gets our lives. He challenges the challenges we face every day and why he's ready to meet this moment. How likely?
Not at all likely.
Okay. The first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting in the Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey. From lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for childcare, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible. How likely?
Not at all likely.
Okay. Huckabee Mayor Rabih Bala has 15-year record of public service and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Bala believes this moment requires change that is momentous. He believes that healthcare is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are human rights, and the climate crisis is not predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet. How likely?
Somewhat likely.
Rob Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda, who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the rising crime and violence in our community, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end up gun violence, and who support in January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power.
Not at all, likely.
Thank you. Now, after hearing this information, let me ask you again if the Democratic primary elections of Congress were held today and the candidates were Rabih Bala, Kylie Daisy, and Rob Menendez, for whom would you vote?
Bahala.
I'm sorry, who?
Bahala.
Rabih Bala?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and now I'm going to read you a few more statements. Thank you for staying with me. We're almost done. About Rabih Bala, candidate of Congress. Tell me...
I don't have time to finish because we're about to go in the swim class.
Oh, okay. Because it's only four more questions.
Okay.
Rabih Bala has failed as an incompetent as mayor of Huckabee, where taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% of his watch, including the massive 50% jump in spending for his own office since his election. Bala takes credit for the work of others, even on major environmental projects started by a different mayor. Does that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support Rabih Bala?
Not at all likely.
Okay, not at all less likely or much less likely?
Not at all less likely.
Okay. Rabih Bala is an unethical lawyer who represented a client accused of dumping 12,000 gallons of undiluted sulfuric acid into Newark sewer system. represented a woman who ran a real estate Ponzi scheme that swindled $10,000 from at least 1,000 people, and who represented city officials who were used
to
sued for sexual harassment. Okay. In a district that overwhelmed me, Hispanic Ravi Bala is running to unseat New York's only Hispanic congressman after using behind the scene scheme to remove a Latina from the state assembly.
Not at all, that's likely.
Ravi Bala is too close to Republican Party, Chris Christie, and talks publicly about endorsing Republican Chris for re-elections over the Democrats. Bala loves and the last one is Ravi Bala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Bala's law license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they call, quote, dishonest, undeceitful conduct, end quote. And in separate incidents, Bala used his position on the city council to renew taxpayer-funded city contract with a lawyer for whom he shared office with. In yet another incident, Bala was accused of breaking, quote, the most important state pay-to-play reform law year 3 years in a row.
Not at all, FYI.
Thank you. And after hearing this information, if the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Ravi Bala, Kylie Daisy, and Ralph Menendez, for whom would you vote?
Bala.
Okay. And in terms of politics, do you consider yourself very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Okay. Do you currently own your home, rent your home, or living with friends or family? Okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Graduate school.
Thank you. Are you currently or retired member of a labor union?
Yes.
Okay. And thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in this research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in more depth.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. I hope you enjoyed the
Thank you. Have a good day.
Yes, sir.